So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
GX on Agriculture with Doug Falconer.
Good afternoon and welcome to GX on Agriculture. Coming up on today's program, Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt says yesterday's provincial budget provides significant funding increases for agriculture. He'll break down the numbers for us. The president of the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities will comment on yesterday's budget, as will the vice president of the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan and a director with the Western Canadian Wheat Growers Association. Also, canola futures markets have seen plenty of red this month, with the May contract losing $62 per metric ton last week. There were more losses earlier this week, but the canola market is a bit more stable today. We'll hear from Ken Ball, a senior commodity futures advisor with PI Financial in Winnipeg. All of those stories and much more coming up on today's edition of GX in Agriculture. But first, it's time for the Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather. And that's a presentation of Milligan Bio. Milligan Bio now offers BioMeal for your livestock, giving your animals more protein, more energy, and more of what they need. It's also brought to you by Sean Prahitka, your REMAX Blue Chip Ag Division Specialist. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt says yesterday's provincial budget provides significant funding increases for agriculture. Merritt says the agriculture budget totals $548 million, up 20%. He says there are PST exemptions for storage buildings for vegetable producers in the Outlook Irrigation District and for boats used in wild rice harvesting in northern Saskatchewan. He adds there's increased support for water development and improvements to crop insurance and municipal revenue sharing.
We see a significant increase in our funding envelope with the federal government and ourselves. We saw about a 25% increase in the total funding package. Our budget this year is $548 million, an increase of nearly 20%. Of that, $408 million is business risk management programming. Obviously, crop insurance falls into there and other insurance programs as well. So, and then on our strategic initiative program, we saw a 25% increase there to just under $90 million. That'll be programs that we can do through that over the next 5 years. That's $89.8 million a year for the next 5 years. And there's programs like the Farm and Ranch Water Program are in there. Just to give an example, that's one that everybody really knows about. And there's also some other initiatives that are going to be in there that are obviously going to deal with environmental impact and obviously, our whole role about communication, working with other groups like 4-H and Ag in the Classroom. That's all part of it. But I guess probably some of the biggest changes, the things that we see coming are things that some of our stakeholders ask for, is PST exemptions for the rice growers up in the northern part of the province for their boats and equipment. That'll be now PST equipment exempt. And also we heard from the produce sector out in the irrigation districts about PST exempting on their storage buildings as well. So those are probably two of the ones that we heard pretty clear from our stakeholders. That was obviously a cost to them. So that's kind of where we're at. But we obviously like the program. We're kind of staying where we're at. We listened to our stakeholders quite intently over the last few years on any changes they wanted to see in the new program going forward. And there really wasn't a whole lot of things they wanted to change. Obviously, the biggest concern they had was the cost of everything going up, so they wanted to see some of the thresholds moved up. So we've done that, like on the Farm and Ranch Water Program. That program is raised, we've raised the threshold to that to $75,000 per application. Another thing we have done that they asked for is that we've allowed power as an expense. We have a cap on that, but I think the cap is around $20,000. So that will help a lot of the, the ag producers, whether it's livestock or for grains and oilseeds, whatever, if they're doing water programs for their operations, if it's agriculture related, it just helps them alleviate some of that cost. So that's kind of where we're at. I think most of our announcements we had done through crop insurance earlier in the year. This is just our, our core funding going forward and our what we call sustainable Canadian agriculture partnership with the federal government and how that program will all unveil. We've just kind of gone through. We just signed our bilateral here earlier this week. We made the announcement with the federal minister here in a facility here in Regina. So, we're anxious to get going with it and the team is ready. And if anybody wants to know what the programs are and eligibility, it'll all be up on our website April 1st and they can all go and look, or they can reach out to our regional offices, which a lot of them do. So there's those two main mechanisms that the producers here in the province of Saskatchewan can reach out to just see what's eligible, how they can apply, and when the money will start to roll out.
Merritt tells us how much the PST exemptions will cost the Saskatchewan government.
It'll really depend, on everything. It'll depend on, how many boats and equipment the rice producers purchase and things like that, or how many produce sheds go up. We're obviously seeing an increase in produce production in the Outlook region. So hopefully this will help those farmers alleviate some pressure and some costs that way as well.
He says the province will also be continuing their municipal revenue sharing program to the tune of $298 million.
And that's all related to the PST from 2 years ago. So, we saw an increase from last year. Last year it actually went down. So this year it's back up again. So I think that's probably one of the best programs that I've ever seen in this country, where a provincial government transfers money to municipalities with no strings attached. They're allowed to, they can do what they feel is right for their municipality to do with it. So it's a good program. And I know in my former career, we were the envy of a lot of our colleagues across the country.
The budget also provides $1 million to target invasive weed control on farm crown land pastures and more than $38 million for farm research. The agri-stability compensation rate will increase from 70 to 80% for this year to better support farmers in times of need. It's time now for the AgriView portion of our program, and that's a presentation of New Era Ag Technologies in Swan River.
GX94, AgriView.
A new Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, or AAFC, report shows farmers remain concerned about federal emissions reduction targets and whether those targets remain voluntary. The What We Heard report, released yesterday, is the result of consultations between AAFC and the agricultural sector to gather feedback on how best to support farmers and producers to achieve a 30% reduction in fertilizer-related greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture by 2030, a stated federal goal since 2020. A large number of respondents questioned whether a fertilizer emissions reduction target was needed, a sentiment that was often coupled with concerns that a mandatory target might later be imposed. Farmers were also concerned that climate change policies might not take into consideration the economics of emission reductions and how that could affect their bottom line. They also wanted recognition for the role that Canadian farmers already play in promoting sustainability and reducing emissions, something in which many respondents felt pride. Supply and demand estimates for Canadian crops were largely left unchanged in Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada's latest projections, with only the wheat numbers seeing small adjustments in the report released Tuesday. Canadian wheat exports for 2023-24 were left unchanged at 24 million metric tons, but domestic usage was lowered by 100,000 metric tons to 9.152 million. As a result, new crop Canadian wheat ending stocks were unchanged at 5.7 million metric tons. The government agency raised its average price forecast for canola during the current marketing year to $890 per metric ton from $880 per ton in February. The new crop canola price projection was left unchanged at $850 per metric ton. Pulse and special crop projections were all unchanged on the month. Statistics Canada's acreage estimates will be released at the end of April. After losing $62 per metric ton the week before, the May contract on the ICE Futures canola market extended its losses for the week ended yesterday, with little relief on the horizon. Winnipeg-based trader Jerry Clausen of Resilient Commodity Analysis says the massive sell-off is the result of farmers realizing there wouldn't be a rally in canola prices after previously holding off on selling. Another reason, according to Clausen, is exporters and end users entering the market earlier than usual, rather than in March and April. A projected record soybean crop in Brazil and a larger-than-expected canola carryout in Western Canada are bringing down prices for the latter. Optimism over growing conditions in Western Canada and a drop in fertilizer prices are putting more pressure on prices, according to Clausen. As summer approaches, Clausen anticipates canola prices to drop down to $600 per metric ton. As spring planting approaches, Peter Watt of the Canadian Malting Barley Technical Center says there likely won't be a big shift in barley acres that will be planted in 2023. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, in its March 2023 report, pegged the amount of barley to go into the ground this year at around 7.4 million acres. That would make for a 5.2% increase over what was planted in 2022. While malt barley prices are rather steady at this time, Watt pointed to the volatility in commodity futures, noting the recent sharp drop in canola prices and the upticks in wheat. Over the last month, malt barley prices have remained steady for the most part, according to Prairie Ag Hotwire. Louis Dreyfus Company, or LDC, could nearly double annual investments in the coming years as rising profits help it pursue expansion in its traditional crop trading and newer food ingredient activities. The group reported a jump in annual net profit to $1 billion, joining other global crop merchants in benefiting from high prices and strong demand in a year marked by Russia's invasion of fellow grain exporter Ukraine. CEO Michael Gelchi says LDC wants to accelerate capital expenditure, including on complementary acquisitions, to between $800 million and $1 billion annually during the rest of this decade. And that's today's Ag Review.
Livestock market conditions.
U.S. live cattle futures for April closed at 162.15, down 15. June live cattle closed at 155.80, down 10. April feeder cattle closed at 195 even, up 62. May feeder cattle closed at 198.60, down 17. April lean hogs closed at 75.75, down 32. May lean hogs closed at 83.35, up 10. And that's the livestock market conditions.
Commodities update.
Canola futures closed up across the board today. May canola closed at 735.20, up $15.20. July canola closed at 718.20, up $12.50. May Minneapolis wheat closed at 841.25, that's up 7.5 cents. May Kansas City wheat closed at 819.75, up 8.5 cents. May Chicago wheat closed at 662 per bushel, down 1.5 cents. May corn closed at 631 and three quarters, down 1 3/4 of a cent. May soybeans closed at 1419 and a half, down 29 cents. May oats closed at 361 and a half, down 1 cent. And that's the commodities update. It's now 1 o'clock in Saskatchewan, 2 o'clock in Manitoba. Time to check the GX94 precision weather forecast. For the Quill Lakes, Hudson Bay, Swan River, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, and Yorkton, Melville, Roblin, Russell regions today. Sunny skies, winds south-southwest at 15 to 25, and a high of minus 1 degree. For tonight, clear, winds south-southwest at 10 to 20, a low of minus 13. For tomorrow, sunny, winds northwest at 15 to 25, a high of minus 2, a low of minus 10. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, winds north-northwest at 15 to 25, a high of minus 4. Sunday, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries, a high of minus 2. And Monday, a 40% chance of flurries and a high of minus 8. In the Paw and Swan River, it's minus 6 degrees. Dauphin is at minus 3. Brandon and Roblin, minus 9. Show Lake Russell, minus 10. Regina, minus 5. Saskatoon, minus 3. Hudson Bay, minus 2. Broadview, Mooseman, minus 4. Indian Head, minus 6. Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington, plus 1. The Yorkton-Melville region has a sunny sky, a south-southwest wind at 17 kilometers an hour. 65% is the relative humidity. The temperature is minus 7 degrees. With the wind chill, it feels more like minus 13 degrees. That's your agriculture weather, and that'll do it for GX on Agriculture for today. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow at 12:15 Saskatchewan time for another edition of the program. It's time now for the news and sports headlines.